Well, welcome everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the Love Builder Summit, where you will discover the secrets to deepening your relationship and experience greater passion, intimacy, and connection. I'm your host, Devin Dixon, and I'm here with special guest Lucia. Lucia is a dating and relationship expert. She's author of Lucia's Lessons of Love. She's former host of the Art of Love radio and TV shows, and she's a keynote speaker. So excited to have you joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So excited.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Yeah, it is.
So I'd love to just jump right in and hear more about your journey and how you walked this path to becoming an expert in relationships.
Sure. So it was always a topic that I was interested in. And, you know, being, you know, when you're younger, you don't really know what you're doing. You're very naive. You make a lot of mistakes. And also, I didn't date in high school. You know, I'm Italian, so we don't date in high school. I had like one
date. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow, okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, Southern Italian, you know, so no, you do not date in high school. And which, you know, at the time, you know, as a teenager, you think, oh, I'm going to date. But now looking back, I go, you know what? That's actually a really good rule, because I don't think you need to be dating in high school, because first of all, it's not like you're going to be getting married, you know, if you, you know, right after high school. And you're still, you know, so young, and you're supposed to be concentrating on your studies and graduating so you can get to a good college or a good job. So why would you want to bring in the drama of a relationship?
Yeah, my mom was actually pretty hard fast with that as well. And I used to be just so, you know, teenager. I'm just, Mom, all my friends can date. How come I can't? And,
right.
It was a while before she allowed me to date as well. So I totally understand that, though.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that's probably what contributed to, you know, what the fact that, you know, I left home early. You know, I left at 20. Well, I guess it's not that early. But, you know, I moved to another city, and then I moved back to Italy, and then I moved here. And so, you know, because instead of thinking about guys or boys when I was younger, I was thinking about, what am I going to do with my life? I want to do this. I want to travel. You know, so I was, like, planning my life instead of just wondering, oh, why didn't he call?
You were focused.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah.
So I really didn't know what I was doing at first, and I was very interested in the topic. I read a lot of books. And read a lot of articles. Of course, the internet didn't exist at that time, so it was just all about books. And so I had a lot of knowledge, and I was giving advice to my girlfriends all the time. And then one day, in speaking with a girlfriend of mine, she said, "You know, you should try to do something with all this knowledge that you have." And I thought, "Yeah, that's a good idea." And so I'm like, "Okay, sure." You know, and that's kind of how I've done everything in my life. It's pretty funny. And so I started with a show, as you mentioned in my bio, here on in Los Angeles on Public Access, The Art of Love. And I also did the column in a local college newspaper, The Campus Circle. So that's how it started. And then things just kind of snowballed from there. And then I wrote the book. I put up the website, The Art of Love. And then I started focusing on older women, younger men relationships. And that was a whole new thing. And so I went on the Tyra Banks show. And then after all that, the media around that all kind of snowballed. And I ended up being on, you know, the Good Morning, the show on CBS, whatever it's called. The Morning Show.
Gotcha.
And Dr. Phil, 60 Minutes Australia. And it's just been a great journey, you know. Who knew that when I decided after that phone call with my girlfriend that this is what I wanted to do, that this is where it would all lead.
Wow. Yeah, that's so fascinating. So just all kind of one thing led to another, led to another,
right.
led to another, and just all kind of blew up, snowballed.
Right. Well, because like I said, you know, it's a topic I'm so interested in. So I think as long as you have a passion for it, then you're just willing to go where it takes you.
Sure. So what are some of the challenges that you've heard from your clients and from people writing into you and people calling into your show you mentioned that you used to help your girlfriends a lot with their issues. What are some of the challenges that people are facing out there when it comes to wanting to create that relationship of their dreams?
Right. Well, first you have to pick the right person, because a lot of times it's unrequited love. You know, they contact me and they go, well, you know, he's not interested in me or she's not interested in me. It's like, well, you know, go to where you're wanted. You don't have, it's not something you can force. And so, you know, the motto is choose wisely and treat nicely.
Mm.
So it's, you know, it's actually very simple, but of course we complicate it. And so once you do find someone who is as interested in you as you are in them, then you have to make sure that you're being real, because you really can't have a true deep connection unless you're being yourself. And so a lot of times people are afraid to be real because of all the negative experiences they've had in the past. But when you found someone that you really decide this is the one, or this is the one I really want to build something with, or you're already in a relationship, you have to be yourself, because you can't keep the mask on forever. It gets tiring. And along with being real, of course, comes the no games. Especially in today's society, everyone is so used to playing games, and there's a lot of websites that will tell you how to play the games, what the games are, what to do. So everyone has a lot of knowledge about the games. And, you know, it's to the point where, like, I'm just myself when I date. And so one guy actually said to me, I don't understand what game you're playing.
Being yourself has become a game in itself.
Right. It's like, I don't get this. What's the game? It's called being real. It's called being me.
Yeah, he's like, how do you play that one?
Right. Yeah, that blew my mind. So, yeah, when you're being real, then you allow other people to feel safe and go, okay, she's being real. There's no games here. So this is someone that I can be real with also. And then that's how you have a deeper connection. And you also have to understand that there are differences between men and women, although people keep trying to say, no, men and women are the same. they look different, so why wouldn't they also be different? And this is where, you know, it's good to talk to or to listen to seminars like this and to read up online about the differences so that you understand, because men are always trying to get women to behave or think like men, and women are doing the same with men. And so once you understand and appreciate that there are differences, then it makes things a lot easier. And then finally, you know, obviously honesty. You can't build a relationship.
That's a big one. Yeah.
Yes. If there's no trust. I mean, I would rather, you know, if I ask you a question, I'd rather know that I'm going to get the honest answer every time, even if I'm not going to like the answer. Because, well, at least I know he's telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I remember one time I was dating someone and we were very honest with each other. And then I said to him, are you cheating? And he said, yeah.
Wow.
It's like, okay, well, at least I know he's at least I know the truth.
Wow, that's amazing. But that goes back to what you're saying about being real and that inspiring trust and deepening a connection. So even though that's not the answer you wanted to hear,
right.
You were glad that he told you.
Right. And then, of course, you know, being a little naive at the time, I'm like, well, you need to stop. Yeah, okay, sure, that's going to happen. So.
Well, yeah. So you mentioned differences between men and women. Can we go into that? Like, for women, what do we need to know about men? And the same thing for the men on the call as well. What do they need to know about women?
Okay, so you... the most important thing to know about the opposite sex is what is their priority, what is most important to them, that you know, you keep that top of mind. And like for guys, the most important thing for them is obviously their career and their business. They want to make something of themselves because society tells them they have to. So if a woman interferes with that, if she starts getting in the way, if there's just too much drama and things to deal with, or she's saying, oh, you know, why are you doing that? You know, the R&B singer Neil, one of his first girlfriends, before he had success, she was like, oh, don't you know, this isn't going anywhere, you know, you should just stop. And so he dropped her.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what's going to happen, because for men, you have to understand that is their priority. Even Mark Cuban, I remember he told a story that for years he was...
Yes, it's so funny that you said that, because I was just thinking that same thing.
Right. Well, I don't. You might know more than me. I just know that he was dating someone, and you know, for years he was like working, you know, 7 hours a day, 16 hours a day, whatever, and no vacations. And so she left.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, is that the story? Is that how the story goes?
Yeah. Well, and she kind of gave him an ultimatum, right? Like she said, it's either your work or it's me. And he kind of responded like, "Well, what is your last name again? Like,
who are you?"
Yeah, because right. You're so right. I mean, men are definitely under a lot of pressure, right? They want to, I mean, internally, they have that drive to be the provider. And so definitely career and business, it makes total sense that that's a high priority for them.
Right. And also what's important for guys is that they have a peaceful environment. So when they come home, because they're so stressed from work, you know, they didn't want any drama, so they just want something peaceful. I mean, in the 70s, they were telling women, well, greet your husband at the door with a drink and a nighty on. That was the
but they
thing.
Were getting kind of to the point, right, of, like you said, peaceful environment. Okay. That's
right.
Yeah,
so, you know, so that he wants to come home, so that he can't wait to come home. And, like, especially with dating, you know, he needs to know, like, if he's with someone that's insecure and is constantly asking, oh, why didn't you text me back? And, oh, are you messing around? Or, you know, just constant insecurity. At some point, you know, everyone has a breaking point. No matter how much someone cares about you, their peace of mind, survival kicks in, and that's going to come first above any relationship. And they're going to say, that's it. I can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. And so... you know, I tell women all the time, please do not show the insecurity. You can talk about it with your girlfriends, your therapist, me, whoever, but do not put that on him, because that's your stuff, not his.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and for women, the most important thing is that they want to feel secure, and they want to know that the guy isn't going to leave. And so that's a lot of times where the insecurity comes from, because they're so afraid that he's going to leave. Even if they don't need them financially, it's just more, I think it goes back to when we were cavemen and women definitely depended on men. They couldn't, like, literally survive without them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were to be abandoned, they wouldn't be able to survive on their own. I mean, do you want to hunt and fish on your own?
Right.
And we'd be eating berries. So... And so it's still in the back of our minds. And so the thing that guys need to do when they see this insecurity popping up is they need to say, oh, you know, honey, I'll always take care of you. And that's kind of like the line. And that will calm her. Like even if she says, oh, do you think that woman's more attractive than you? You know, instead of answering yes or no or she's not my type, you just go, honey, I'll always take care of you. And that kind of seems to do the trick.
That's beautiful. Yeah, and you made a really good point. So nowadays, I mean, women don't need men so much as far as they're doing really well in their own careers and providing for themselves. But as you spoke of, that security is still in the back of their minds, and it just kind of needs to be addressed in other ways. So I love that. That line is beautiful. I'll always take care of you. I love
right.
that.
Thank you.
Very beautiful. So what are some other ways as far as like communicating authentically when the woman is feeling that insecurity or the man is feeling, you know, that pressure of his peace being disturbed? Like how can they communicate to each other what they're going through in an authentic way, but also in a way that is respectful and authentic and effective?
Right. So the first thing is you have to find the right time to talk. Timing is everything. So,
okay.
And it might seem like a simple thing, but no, it's like you can't have that discussion when you're hungry or when one of you is in a hurry or it's noisy or you're laying in bed. It should be, you know, you should also probably make an appointment, set a time, you know. So if you want to talk to your partner, just go, you know, there's something I want to talk to you about. When would be a good time?
So not when they're in the middle of something, not when they're kind of already on edge, like you said, if they're in a hurry or whatnot, because that's just not going to end well, right?
Right, right. No, so you want to make sure that they are going to be able to listen. And so once you set the appointment and then you obviously, it's the time has come to talk, you're honest and you come from a loving place. So you're not there to blame or to criticize and go, you need to smarten, you need to shape up.
Right.
Even though you might be feeling that and thinking that sometimes, you know, you have to remember you're a team. You're on the same team, and sometimes the other person can't really see what's going on, and they're not necessarily doing it on purpose. They're not doing it to hurt you, and, you know, also things come up from out of their past that's affecting how they're behaving today. So you have to take all that into account, just like a little child, you know, that's learning to walk. You don't get angry at them. You just say, oh, you know, don't worry, you know, I'll help you. This is what's going on. So you just say, you know, you start with a positive, obviously, you know, I love you so much, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, I have to tell you that when you blah, 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 I feel blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and then if you're talking to the woman, you say, how do you feel about that? But if you're a woman talking to a man, you say, what do you think? So you never ask a man what he feels. You ask him what he thinks, and you ask a woman how she feels, because there's this polarity. And if you both use the word think, then that's two men talking, you know, male energy talking. So you want to keep the polarity. So it's the guy, you say, what do you think? To the woman, you say, how do you feel about that?
That is so true. I remember because I have a tendency to be in my head a lot, you know, always kind of thinking. And I actually used to think that that was a strength. Oh, I can communicate, you know, with my guy very logical and analytical, and, you know, I can maintain a cool head. But the first time that I heard that share how you feel, and I told him how I was feeling from a space of this is what's going on within me after something that, you know, he had done that I felt triggered by, I was shocked at how he responded. It was completely, he was very gentle and empathetic, and it's like he understood what I was saying.
Right.
Yeah, so that's so true. That is really good.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I think that in terms of communication that we've covered the major points. And also pick your battles. You know, don't feel you need to bring up every little thing.
Some stuff you just kind of have to let go or find another way to, yeah, I totally understand that.
Right.
For those who are in relationships and, you know, they've maybe been in a relationship for some time, we kind of get in our own routines, right? We get weighed down by day-to-day life and doing our own thing, and sometimes our relationship suffers. What are some of the things that we can do to kind of reinfuse our long-term relationships with a sense of freshness and excitement again, because excitement is good, right? We kind of love that falling in love feeling that that tends to fade over time, and it's of course replaced with other really good stuff. But how do we get that sense of freshness and excitement back?
Yeah, and it has to fade over time, because you just can't keep up that level of dopamine rush, you know?
Sure,
I mean,
it's
great at first. I mean, if you had to live like that forever, you'd get tired out.
Might get a little tired, sure.
Butterflies, every time you see them, it's like, oh, I just need some peace. So, but no, it's obviously going to happen. It has to happen, and it becomes more of a companionship-type relationship with sex involved, obviously. And, I mean, how do you keep anything new? You have to keep growing as a person and learning new things, trying new things. And as you become more well-rounded, as you grow and they grow, then the relationship grows. But if you're stagnant, you're the same person, you're doing the same thing you were 5 years ago, eating at the same places, working at the same place, and your partner's the same, then of course it's going to get boring. It's like Groundhog Day every day. So you have to, and plus that's what life is about. Don't stay stuck in your lane and see, especially now these days with the internet, you can learn so much about what other people are doing and what's going on. And so you want to grow and make sure you keep a date night if you're married. Don't think, well, now we're married, we have to keep dating. No, keep dating your husband, keep dating your wife, and treat them as you would a girlfriend or a boyfriend, because people think, okay, well, now we're married, and now we're not going to do anything.
We don't have to do that stuff anymore, right?
that's it. It's over. It's like, no. You know, I mean, you don't have to put as much effort into, I mean, you don't have to put any effort into getting them because you already have them, but you do have to put effort into keeping them because otherwise it's bait and switch. You know,
sure.
They signed up for one thing and all of a sudden, hey, I thought I was getting one thing because I remember this, I saw this marriage proposal on this reality show and I was horrified because the guy proposed and she accepted and then she said, all right, now I can get fat. I don't have to pay my legs.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, my God.
That is so funny. Yeah, my grandma actually used to say that a lot. She would tell her daughters, whatever you did to get him is what you have to do to keep him.
Right, exactly. Because, you know, there is such a thing as divorce. People will leave.
Yeah, so date and make it fun and put in a little effort. I mean, it's kind of a sign of appreciation. As you mentioned, you know, if you don't do those things, it's sort of a bait and switch. But when you put in the effort to really keep the connection going, keep doing fun things with your partner, it shows them that you appreciate them.
Yeah, and also your motto should be, you know, who is going to outdo the other one in making the other person, making their life better and surprising them.
Mm-hmm. Such a great spirit of giving. Yeah. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
And so then in a relationship like that's built on that, where it's like, I'm going to outdo you and make you happy. No, I'm going to outdo you and make you happy. It's like, who's going to break it? No one can break that relationship.
Yeah, no, that is very powerful. So we talked a little bit about sex. As far as, okay, when you get into a long-term relationship, you hear all the time, oh, once you're married or once you're in a relationship for a while, the sex fades or it's, you know, you're not expected to have it. What are some of the common misconceptions that couples have around sex? Because there's also that pressure, too, of thinking that they should have it, you know, every day, several times a day. And it's kind of like, well, wherever we are within our relationships, we kind of have to figure out what works
right
for us. But what are some of those misconceptions?
Yeah, and you already mentioned, of course, you know, the misconception is that it's going to stay naturally exciting forever. And it just, again, it can't because you don't have those same feelings that you had before where you can't wait to tear each other's clothes off. So, you know, you've already torn them off hundreds of times. So you've seen the show before. You're not that excited anymore. So, and so you do have to put in effort. And another misconception is that it should just be spontaneous and unplanned. And everyone is, you know, understands that, especially when you have children, you can't be spontaneous and unplanned. So there's really nothing wrong with, I know a lot of married couples have been married for many years. They have usually Sunday, you know, okay, Sunday is sex day. We're going to have sex on every Sunday. And, you know, they might have it during the week too, but they know definitely Sunday is our day for sex. So they make an appointment. It's already planned. There's nothing wrong with it. In fact, you know, it's like, you know, it's coming up. So you are kind of looking forward to it. And that keeps things more exciting. And also another misconception is that it has to end in an orgasm.
Oh, okay.
You sound surprised. See, that's a misconception. I mean, God, you know, God.
I was just going to say, like, really? We can be done before this?
What?
Orgasm.
Orgasm. Sometimes, you know, it's just about the closeness, especially for women who, you know, of course, don't always have an orgasm or might take a longer time. So they're just fine with, you know what, you know, this was fine to just be close and intimate and cuddle and hug and all that. So don't think the goal is always to have an orgasm. And even, you know, as guys get older, too, it's not necessarily an orgasm. Like in tantric sex, depending on what you're doing, there's not necessarily an orgasm.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of just building that energy, right, and keeping it increasing in higher and higher levels.
Yeah, it's just about the exchange of energy because sex actually stands for synergistic energy exchange. So that's really what's going on. You're exchanging energy.
Love that. Synergistic energy exchange.
Make a note of that, will you?
I am. I was writing it down like, sex. So I love the plan for it because that helps you sort of get ready too, because I mean, if I'm being honest, like I have to kind of schedule in, okay, what am I going to make right. sure that I'm looking okay, that I've tended to myself, that I've
yes.
done, you know.
You shaved. Various, you shaved your
yeah,
life.
Yeah, shaved. Yeah, shaved and kind of fixed my hair up a little nicer than I might normally wear it, or maybe bother to put on some makeup or wear something extra nice. So, yeah, I love that. It's very practical, but doesn't have to be any less special. Yeah,
exactly.
That's great.
Can I just give a few tips on how to spice things up in the bedroom?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
No, we'll definitely, yes. We will talk more around that.
So, again, it starts with before you get to the actual bedroom. You have to do the foreplay long before that. So it can be like an all-day thing. So, like, sext each other. You know, I mean, people who barely know are sexting each other. So why aren't married couples doing it as much as the younger or, you know, the unmarried people? So you should definitely be sexting, even if it's your husband or your wife, and talking about, you know, what you're going to do that night. And that really sets the scene, and that spices things, keeps things spiced up. Also, have sex outside the bedroom, you know, so don't always be in the bedroom. So, you know, you go use
that
every room in the house.
Yes, you're so right. You're so right. You have to switch it up.
Exactly. I mean, just switching to whatever, the kitchen, the living room, the laundry room, it just because you're in a different place, all of a sudden it just becomes more exciting, you know, just because you change
mm-hmm.
location.
Mm-hmm.
And then along with, I mentioned the date night earlier, once in a while, you know, go away for the weekend. Go to do a staycation at a hotel. Again, anytime you're at a hotel, you always feel like you're out of town anyway. You feel like you're on vacation, and that will spice things up, you know, because you'll be more relaxed. You'll be in a different
yeah.
environment. It'll be new and exciting. So do that whenever you can.
There's nothing like room service to help you relax.
Yes,
you don't have
exactly.
to worry about cleaning up. And yes, absolutely.
Yeah, no, I love hotels.
I do.
And, of course, you know, everyone's heard of before, you know, you have to try new things. It can't just always be the same old. So be willing to at least think about using sex toys, going to a sex shop with your partner and see if there's anything there that you like. We mentioned tantric sex earlier. For some people, that might work. You know, definitely look into it. It's something that a lot of people, more and more people are doing these days. And, of course, don't forget the good old quickie.
Yeah. Gets the job done sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it's all you need. Just need a little quickie. And, you know, like if possible, like if do it like a lunchtime quickie if your partner comes home for lunch. Or if you can go to their office, if you can get away with a quickie at the office, that'll definitely spice things up.
Hey, right.
And then finally, there's actually a board game called Sexopoly, and it's Monopoly, but for couples.
Oh, Sexopoly.
Yeah. Yeah, so definitely look into that. It has, like, you know, these cards and, you know, different things you can do, like give them a lap dance or give them a kiss for 15 seconds, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, look
do
into that.
Do not pass go.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. I love that. So, good things. And it sounds like... overall, just be open, right? Be willing to try new things. Be open to experiment and don't be shy about something that you want to try and really express those desires to your partner.
Yeah, because a big turn on for men is that their partner is at least willing to try new things. Even if they don't want to do them, at least they're willing to think about it or consider it or possibly try it.
Mm. Awesome.
So don't be boring.
Don't be boring. Love that. Love that. Thank you so much for all those great tips. That's fabulous. So as far as life, I know we're nearing the end of our time. Life is kind of our best teacher, right?
Yes.
What are some of the greatest lessons that you've learned through your own relationships? Life lessons.
Yes, life. I don't know if they're life lessons, but they're lessons. So I would say that for me, the big thing was that I realized that if someone loves you, they will go the extra mile, and they will do whatever they can to make your life easier and better. I mean, that's almost the definition of whether you know if someone loves you or not. People go, I don't know if he loves me or not. Well, are they willing to go the extra mile? Are they willing to do whatever they can to make you happy? Because I you know, I used to live in Italy, and I had a boyfriend there, and then I decided that I was going to leave, and And so he's like, well, you know, we have to go around to some cities that you haven't been to because I want to make sure you see them.
Oh.
Yeah, so he didn't have to do that. So we went to Venice and to a couple of other places, you know, because he knew that I was leaving. That was great. And then a few months after that, after I left, then he decided to propose.
Wow.
And again, he was, you know, he said, you know, I know you're not ready to get married now, but I'm willing to wait as long as it takes, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years.
So sweet.
So like I said, if someone loves you, they're willing to wait, and they'll do whatever they have to. And so that was my greatest lesson.
Beautiful. Well, we are just about out of time, unfortunately, because I could just really keep – it's never enough time. I could really just keep hearing more and more of your great knowledge. But I want to just, again, say thank you. I so enjoyed speaking with you, and thank you for all of what you've shared with us. And I know you have a free gift to continue sharing. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I do – coaching, private one-on-one coaching, either over Skype or the phone, and it's the thing I love to do the most, because answering an email question, I only have limited information from the person, and I can only give them a limited answer, but when I get to talk to them, then I can really find out what's going on and really figure out what they need to be doing with whatever problem it is. And I coach both men and women, and so I am going to be giving a free 15-minute coaching session to anyone who is listening to this, and you'll have the free link. I think you're obviously going to provide the link to where they can go to sign up. You can just email me and say, hey, I listened to the recording, and I would love my free 15-minute session, and we'll go from there.
Perfect. Yes, we will absolutely have that link available to you guys. Be sure to take advantage, because that is an amazing offer. Thank you so much again for just your sharing yourself with us, sharing your wisdom, sharing all of your great tips. I really enjoyed speaking with you, Lucia.
Thank you. Yeah, well, you know, it's like I have all this wisdom, and what good is it if I don't share it?
Right.
Right? I mean, I can help myself. So, but it's, you know, I have to help everyone else, not just myself.
That's beautiful. Well, and thank you to the listeners for joining us. I'm your host, Devin Dixon. Be sure to join us again next time on Love Builder. Take care.